Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Have you heard about WOTUS? W-O-T-U-S. In farm country, it is, or certainly should be, a big deal, a major concern. WOTUS stands for Waters of the U.S. EPA is pushing a new rule to dramatically expand their authority to regulate. Is this any surprise? They want to regulate everything. Farm organizations in unison are calling time out. The EPA rule was put out for comments last spring. 500,000 comments have been submitted on the rule. Farm groups are all over this EPA overreach. And here's what it does. It expands EPA clean water jurisdiction. They're not talking just about navigable waters now. This rule gives EPA the authority to regulate your ditches, your low spots. And here's what the National Corn Growers Association has to say about the rule. The proposal would take jurisdiction of more than 5 million miles of remote waters and drainage features in farm country. A study commissioned by the American Farm Bureau Federation estimates the EPA plan would cost consumers and businesses as much as $41 billion per year. Do you want to straighten a crooked creek so farming would be more efficient, more productive? Get a permit. Do you want to tile a wet field to get a better yield? Get a permit. We're talking about private property, not government property. On September the 9th, the Republican-led House voted to stop EPA from moving ahead with the rule. The Senate has not voted on the issue yet, and I don't expect anything to be done in this lame duck session of Congress. Next year, with Harry Reid out as Senate leader, there's a chance that we can put the brakes on EPA's insatious appetite to regulate. Agriculture can be credited with a powerful pushback against the rule. However, the rule has supporters, including the Natural Resources Defense Council. EPA Administrator Jenna McCarthy said that EPA is not interested in making farming more difficult. Well, the fact is, EPA has lost all trust in farm country, and they need to be stopped. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's it for today. Remember, you can log on to my commentaries going back 20 years. Go to johnblockreports.com. Have a great week.